يا نفس إن لم تظفري لا تجزعي يا نفس إن لم تظفري لا تجزعي.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، أما بعد. So we are doing the various doors to Jannah, and today or this lecture inshallah ta'ala will be one of the easiest and best and one of the most blessed doors to Jannah, and that is the door of the recitation of the Qur'an. The recitation of the Qur'an, and what a beautiful and blessed door it is. It is a door that has no ending to it. It is a door that once you enter it, you yourself will enjoy it, and it will not become an act of mundane worship. It will become an act that is spiritually pleasing to you. It is one of the most reinvigorating acts of worship, and that is the pure, blessed act of reciting the Qur'an for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, subhanAllah, when the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, I mean, we're in the 10 blessed days, we're in the days of Hajj. Imagine this, when the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam was building the Kaaba for the first time, do you know one of the du'as that he made? He said, رَبَّنَا وَبَعْثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْهُمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Ibrahim made a du'a thousands of years ago. And he said, O Allah, send amongst my children a prophet. And I want that prophet to recite your verses to them and to teach them your book. Ibrahim made a dua to Allah that he wanted amongst his own progeny somebody that will teach the kitab to mankind. And of course, that was the fulfillment of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam coming with the Quran. The Quran and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were both du'as that Ibrahim made. In other words, the effect of that, he made a du'a to Allah that, oh Allah, I want one of my sons after me to teach mankind your final book. And this was the fulfillment of the legacy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our father Ibrahim prayed to Allah while building the Kaaba to send mankind a messenger and to reveal a book that was full of wisdom and to teach them that which they need to know. And subhanAllah, the Quran is indeed one of the most, in fact we can say it is the biggest blessing that Allah Azza wa Jal has given us. All we need to do is open up the Quran and see the order of blessings that Allah mentions. Ar-Rahmanu 'allama al-Qur'ana khalaqa al-insana 'allamahu al-bayan. Three blessings are mentioned, and notice in which order they are mentioned. Ar-Rahman 'allama al-Qur'an. Ar-Rahman taught the Qur'an, and he created man, and he taught man how to speak. Notice the order. The Qur'an is a bigger blessing than the creation of mankind. Our existence is predicated upon the existence of the Qur'an. There would have been no point to create us if there would be no Qur'an. Allah Azza wa Jal had already revealed the Qur'an, meaning it is there. Of course, the Qur'an is eternal. That Allah Azza wa Jal had already taught the Qur'an. It is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Qur'an is the uncreated speech of Allah. And that's why he said, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. Then he said, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانِ. Created mankind. And Allah Azza wa Jal reminds us in the Qur'an that he is worthy of being praised because he has revealed this book. Allah is worthy of being worshipped. One of the reasons why we worship Allah is because he has revealed the Qur'an to us. Alhamdulillah الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب تبارك الذي نزل الفرقان على عبده. Alhamdulillah and تبارك الله who revealed this book, who revealed the criterion. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the Qur'an and he says, الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها. Allah has revealed the best of all speech. It is a book that is complementary. It is a book that each part of it supports the other parts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the Qur'an as a blessing, as a guidance, as a source of cure and healing for mankind. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We reveal in this Qur'an that which is a cure and that which is a mercy for the believers. And Allah Azza wa Jal commands us to rejoice at the Qur'an. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. O mankind, it has come to you from your Lord that which is an admonition and an advice, and that which is a cure for all of the diseases of the heart, and that which is a guidance, and that which is a mercy for all of mankind. And then Allah says, in this let the people rejoice. قل بذلك وبذلك that Allah Azza wa Jalla says that in this let the people of happiness rejoice in this. And so we are happy at Allah's revelation of the Quran unto us. قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. And Allah Azza wa Jal says that of the signs of the believers are that they rejoice in the recitation and the revelation of the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أَنزَلَ إِلَيْكَ. That those that we have given the book, they rejoice at that which has been revealed unto you. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself commanded us to be happy at the existence of the Quran amongst our midst. He said in a hadith in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, "Abshiru, I command you to be happy. I give you good glad tidings. Why? Because this Quran that you're reciting, one part of it is in your hands and the other part is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as long as you hold on to it, you shall never go astray after it." This is a beautiful hadith. He is telling us that the Quran is a direct linkage between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why he says, whoever holds on to it shall never go astray. The Quran is the spiritual food of mankind. By reading the Quran, our iman is reinvigorated. The Quran is the light and it is the guidance that takes us from the darknesses of shirk, the darknesses of dhulm, the darknesses of prejudice, the darknesses of ignorance, and it guides us to the light of tawheed and the light of Islam. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بُرْهَانٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ نُورًا مُّبِينًا. O mankind, the clear evidence has come to you from your Lord, and a shining light has come down to you, a shining light. So the Quran has been described as a clear evidence and a shining light. And that is why reading the Quran increases our own light. It takes away the darknesses of our own doubts. Nothing brings peace to the heart like the recitation of the Quran. Nothing reinvigorates our iman like opening up the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and constantly reciting it. And that is why the command to recite the Quran occurs in many verses and in many ahadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Utlu ma uhi ilayka min al-kitabi wa aqim as-salah." Recite what has been revealed to you from the book. And Allah says that, "Wa umirtu, I have been commanded, an atlu al-Quran," to recite the Quran. So reciting the Quran is one of the best actions of worship. And that is why our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever recites even one word of the Quran shall get 10 good deeds." And then he said, "But I'm not even saying that Alhamdulillah or Alif Lam Mim is one word. Rather, an Alif will count as a full word, and a Lam will count as a full word, and a Mim will count as a full word." And he encouraged those who have difficulty reading the Quran, he encouraged and he said, "Don't worry about it." Because in that beautiful hadith he said, the one who is fluent in reciting the Quran, he is with the noble angels. And the one who is reciting with difficulty, he's stumbling and he's struggling, that person, he shall get a double reward. He's not going to get a single reward. He's going to get a double reward. Don't worry, just keep on trying. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a double reward merely for the attempt of reciting the Quran. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Quran is going to be a intercession for us on the Day of Judgment. And he said that the Quran is going to raise certain people on the Day of Judgment and debase other people. And he said that the Quran is either going to guide you towards or take you back against, meaning towards Jannah or a'udhu billah towards Jahannam. And he told us that the Quran is going to be a light for us. And he reminded us that the Quran is going to be the ultimate intercessor for those who recited it and memorized it. And he told us in one hadith that the Quran is going to argue with Allah with regards to those who used to recite. And the Quran will say that, "Oh Allah, I was the one who, you know, deprived this person from so much other things he was doing because he recited me, because he spent time with me. So I beg you, oh Allah, I plead you, oh Allah, that you forgive this person." And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the intercession of the Quran is going to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, "The best of you are those who learn the Quran and teach it unto others." So dear brothers and sisters, I encourage all of you to make the Quran a regular routine of your lives. Increase your knowledge of it. Learn how to recite it. The science of reciting the Quran, it is called Tajweed. It is the easiest of all Islamic sciences. It's literally a set of rules that can be done in 15, 20 pages. Just a little bit of rules here. Where do you elongate? Where do you do this and that? Find a Quran teacher, because you will enjoy learning the rules of Tajweed and learning to implement them. Listen to good recitations of the Quran. And by the way, reciting the Quran and listening to the Quran are two separate good deeds. Each one of them has its own reward. And so increase in reciting the Quran and listening to the Quran. Surround yourself with the Quran. Let no day go by except that you recite even just a few minutes of the Quran. And if you're able to also begin to memorize a little bit by bit, each one of these deeds is a blessing into and of itself. Reading the Quran, listening to the Quran, memorizing the Quran, understanding the Quran. Each one of these are different acts of worship, but they are interconnected together, because once you start one of them, automatically you're going to increase in all of them. And the Quran is indeed the greatest blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. It is what takes our doubts and our diseases of the heart away, and it cures us from anything that we have in our hearts. And it is really the spiritual food of the soul. Nothing brings about a stronger sense of iman than reciting the Quran. And therefore, one of the easiest paths to Jannah, one of the greatest paths to Jannah, one of the most interesting doors to Jannah is the door of the Quran. Let us be of the people of the Quran whom Allah loves. Let us be of those who recite the Quran. Let us be of those who are fluent in the Quran. Let us be of those who associate with the Quran. Let us be amongst the people of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. I will see you in our final lecture, inshallah ta'ala. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. روحا وريحانا بقولك كون